The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Identifying and working toward divorce goals, take six. Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law, and today we're going to talk about how to identify and work toward your divorce goals with your attorney. So divorce is obviously a very emotional and stressful period, and people aren't always acting rationally. So your attorney's job is to make sure you understand what your goals should be, what's achievable, how to prioritize those goals, what the other party's priority of goals are, and what each party's rights are. So what would happen likely if you were to litigate on all of those issues. Then we need to work on how easily can a compromise be achieved on some or all of these goals. If a compromise is difficult, what are our tools to reach a compromise without having to litigate, if possible, while still protecting your rights? And finally, if we have to litigate, what's our strategy? So let's first talk about how to identify what your goals should be. There's some short-term goals that are often very important, but often don't have the long-term impact of long-term goals. So a short-term goal is one that has a direct and immediate impact on the party's financial status and living situation. So some common ones are who's going to have temporary custody of the children until a final parenting time order is worked out. Another is at least temporary possession of property, such as the family home or vehicles, stuff that you need just to kind of keep going throughout the divorce, the practical logistics of day-to-day life. If these can be worked out early and as amicably as possible, it often leads to the ability to continue to negotiate towards the long-term goals, which are often the subject of litigation that we want to avoid. So finding a mechanism to communicate and compromise on the short-term stuff often helps with the long-term stuff. So let's talk about what those long-term goals are. Long-term parenting time and responsibility is often the most important. Child support, spousal maintenance are payments that can last for years and years and years. So that's got a bigger impact than the short-term goals. Whether the children will attend college and whether that will be covered by child support. Division of savings accounts and joint debts. How will the divorce impact each party's retirement? And these are all things that are moving parts that can be negotiated out. So it's not as simple as dividing everything 50-50 and moving on most of the time. It's usually dividing, figuring out if one party has to pay X amount to the other party in assets, how are those, where are those assets going to come from? Might they be a retirement account? Might, in exchange for something one party wants, they agree to help support the other, the child's college? So we need to figure out what's important to each party. And the easiest way to do that is to start with you. And then if you can open up the lines of communication through the attorneys to the other party, figuring out what the other party's priorities are. So setting priorities is step one. Next, you want to figure out what everyone's rights are. So you need to meet with your attorney and say, well, if I were to go to trial and be really hard about everything and not work towards a settlement, what would likely happen? Where is the middle ground that I can expect from the law? Because if you don't know what your rights are, you're likely to either overreach, which can cause litigation, or basically automatically cave in to the other party's demands, not knowing that if you were to go to trial, you'd probably be able to do a lot better. So we still want to avoid trying these issues if we can, but in order to avoid trying them, we need to know what would happen in a trial so that we can set each party's expectations appropriately. And informing the other side of that is also helpful. So once we know what our priorities, the other party's priorities are, and what each party's rights are, the next step is getting into the emotional frame of mind where you can actually negotiate. So again, you don't want to just, a lot of people just want to get the divorce over as quickly as possible and as painlessly as possible. And that can lead to just caving into all the other party's demands and putting themselves in a bad situation that can last for the next 20 years because of these kind of long-term effects that a divorce can have. Equally bad is acting out of anger and vindictiveness and trying to punish the other party. And either way can, one way causes you to be in a bad situation because you are not getting, not fulfilling your rights. The other way causes you to be in a bad situation because you're going to have to spend a lot of money on attorneys and litigate every issue, when the best outcome is really acting rationally and finding some sort of compromise. So once we've done that, kind of calibrated towards what we want, what we think we can get, gotten everybody in the right mindset, the next thing to do is figure out what the other party's mindset is. Are they in a position where they're actually willing to compromise, or are they going to try to be vindictive? Are they willing to be open with information and negotiation? If so, then you have a lot of options. You can try to basically sit down with your attorneys and hammer out a settlement agreement and do an uncontested divorce. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not defending your rights, but it means that you're not going to have to go in. You'll start with the original divorce filing, having the settlement on all of your issues worked out already, and that can take as little as a month in one court appearance and be very inexpensive. So that's the best case scenario. If you can work everything out and everyone's rights are being fairly treated and everyone can negotiate, then you do an uncontested divorce. If you're kind of on that path, but there's some issues that you can't quite work out, you don't necessarily leap right into litigation. There's other options like mediation, where you have a third-party mediator come in and help you find a settlement. The mediator will help each party get realistic about what they would actually achieve if they went into litigation and why they should settle. Another option is a collaborative or cooperative divorce, where the attorneys kind of agree to freely exchange information, and even though it's not going to be done in one or two sittings, the parties and the attorneys agreed to work towards settlement before pursuing litigation. And in some cases, the attorneys agree not to represent their clients if litigation happens, in order to encourage the parties to settle. If none of those half measures between uncontested and traditional litigated divorce work, then your next option is to litigate. But we want to make sure that even if you're not able to settle every issue, the more issues you can settle and go into court agreeing on, the less expensive it'll be for everybody, and the easier and less painful the divorce process will be. So even if there's one or two sticky issues that you have to go to trial on, the more you can iron out before jumping into court, the better. And that's what your attorney should be trying to do. Now, on the other hand, if the other party is in vindictive mode and they're wanting to fight for everything, then often these measures are not worth pursuing. And that's why before we even go down this road, we try to figure out what the party's mindset is. And if they're not both willing to negotiate fairly, then that's when you go into a divorce trial. Nonetheless, again, prioritizing your goals, understanding the other party's priorities, getting into the right mindset, and figuring out everybody's ability to compromise, and then pursuing compromise strategies, is a good way to make the divorce as painless and inexpensive as possible if you can. So if you have any questions, you can leave them in the comment section below this post at learn-about-law.com or below the video on our YouTube station. If you want to be informed of what our daily article and video topics are, you can subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, and SoundCloud. And if you need some help, you can give us a call at 630-324-6666, 630-324-6666. We offer free consultations, and we have offices all around Chicagoland for your convenience. Thank you so much for watching and listening.
Thanks so much for watching our video. If you have any questions, feel free to comment below. Click the subscribe button for new videos every week, and download and review us on iTunes. Visit learn-about-law.com for other legal-related articles and videos. Visit our business podcast and video blog, seizeyourbusiness.com, and visit Making Real Estate Fun for real estate videos and podcasts. Call us at 630-324-6666 for a free consultation.